Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hi, how are you, Dave?
I'm very well.
Giddy about being here.
I know you are. We always have fun, don't we?
We do. You're one of these people, I think, without knowing you overly well, we're on the same wavelength.
100%. I couldn't agree more.
Do you know what? I would have hated to be in school with you. You know that way? I just know we would have been...
Because obviously I would have embarrassed you in the rugby pitch because I was so class.
I was about to say at maths, you would have left me in your wake.
So why would you have a giddy head. I do. I always got people in trouble and I got away with it.
Yeah.
I get someone giddy and then I just sit there with a straight face.
You're the people that get me the whole time. And you could team me up. Or the one always when you were writing stuff down, go on, call the teacher this, call the teacher that, and you'd leave a fly and go, oh jeez, I was played.
Totally played. And then the other fellow just sitting there, straight face.
What? No, about it.
Miss, that's a terrible thing that Dunica just did. Yeah. Actually, my best mate in school was called Dunica.
No way.
Got him in a lot of trouble.
Yeah. Very good. Brilliant.
Come here. You're wearing the t-shirt. This is a brilliant marketing ploy, but also a class t-shirt. Because we used to give away t-shirts on the show for the Asher Look At Isn't That It t-shirt.
Yeah, bright yellow FM colours.
There you go. And there he is, disaster.fundayfiasco t-shirt. He's got it on the book. He's got it on the t-shirt. It's gorgeous. And the book is so good.
Oh, thank you so much. You're very kind. You're having a dig at the t-shirt now, though, are you?
No, I actually love the t-shirt. I genuinely do.
Yeah, it's my kind of thing. I got it made up for my kids as well. And they were like, no way, Dad, you're joking. We can't walk around the whole lot of us looking like ducklings.
You didn't make them wear them, did you?
Yeah. Absolutely. It's a family business, Dave. Family business. Everyone buys in. You know what I mean? Who wants to go on holidays? Put on the t-shirts.
You're like, do you ever watch National Lampoon's Vacation? You're a Clark Griswold is what Dunica is. That's an 80s reference.
Yeah, exactly.
He and I get it. Everyone else
lost
is like,
on
what?
Everyone else.
Yeah, Shannon's like, what are you talking about? Another one of the movies you need to watch, Shannon. Yeah. So come here. Listen, what I love about these books, right, and genuinely do, is they're not, like, they're like... If Dunica was to write a memoir, like, you know Dunica's personality. There's no point in him sitting down in a leather-bound chair and going, I believe it was the first day of autumn, 1979. Right? No, Dunica's maniac. This is what it needs to be. Because the best thing about this is, the stories in here are real.
Yeah,
they're true.
Yeah. And that's half the slag. I went to a good friend of mine, Niamh Tindall. I was out of a great idea for like the rugby equivalent of The Wolf of Wall Street. And she read through what I'd written. And she was there, this is a kid's book.
What?
Yeah. She was, and in fact, it's an early kid's book. It's a bit of fun. But you've nailed it. It's all the story. Like this Fun Day Fiasco basically is a way for me to tell the story about playing in my red underpants.
Dunica, I don't know if you remember this. You probably don't because you were cocooned in the world of Munster and Ireland at this point. But when that happened, radio shows like mine were going, we need to get this in so many ways. So at one point, I remember we went to Thomond Park, went to the Munster HQ.
No way.
And the red underpants are there.
Which is just a
brilliant thing. And we had bought... Like, I think we bought 30 or 40 pairs of red underpants that we got in the Crescent Shopping Centre. And we were just going around and we would go out to people on the street and we'd go, lads, do you remember Dunica O'Callaghan? The red underpants, we have them. What? I'm going to give them to you now. No way. Like, you've got them. And we just handed out 40 different.
Amazing.
Obviously, they're not.
Brilliant. Brilliant. Yeah.
But that story is in here. In fact, I have the page folded down.
On a way.
Because the dad.
You're very good.
They're on an obstacle course.
Yeah.
I don't want to give any spoilers.
No, there's no spoilers. It's all good fun.
And as he comes through the tunnel, thinking that he's doing such a great job for the family and the kids, he gets out, he's looking around, everyone's staring at him. He's like, what? And he realizes his shorts are still in the tunnel.
There you go. It's a classic dad gag, isn't it? And you can see it happening your own. So yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. And that's what I wanted to do with it, Dave. I wanted to honestly tell the stories of silly things I've done, the mistakes I've made, the errors I've got, the things I got badly wrong. You know better than anyone, being a parent is daunting.
100%.
And you get so much wrong. But I just worry a little bit. I'm seeing it a bit more around the place. I think Irish superpower is our ability to laugh at ourselves.
You're so right. You know, so right.
Or poke fun at ourselves.
Just don't take yourself seriously.
Yeah, live in the moment of getting it absolutely wrong and own it. And I think that's something that I worry we're losing it a little bit. And I actually think, not just shamelessly poking, but just... having something to you to sit down reading this to your kids and kind of go, listen, don't worry about that. Wait till I tell you about the time I.
But that, listen, that's the philosophy of this entire radio show. Is like, let's celebrate the fact that we're all individual humans and we all make mistakes. And as much as we can, let's laugh at those things and bring a bit of joy and bring a yellow t-shirt vibe to the radio, because like there's an awful lot going on that isn't nice.
Yeah,
and,
very true.
You know, there needs to be oases in this where you can go, well, hang on a second, read Disaster Dad with your kids.
Yeah.
You'll have fun. Listen to my show between 9 and 12. You'll have
there
fun.
There you go. That's two very point. Important things.
I think they should be on the curriculum, Duncan, to be honest with you.
But Dave, I'd no time for the bedtime routine until our kids started getting a little bit older, and you saw that they were nearly kind of half pushing away and didn't need you as much. And
yeah.
I realise that's kind of glue, if you know what I mean. If you
those moments.
Like, yeah. And like I'm saying, you could be in the middle of a growth flow, right? But then you go off on a different story.
Yeah.
Never mind that mouse, right? Let me tell you about this fellow, Peter Stringer.
he's tougher than any mouse or Gruffalo.
He's got a foul mouth.
Yeah. But that's the thing, isn't it, though? Because you do reach for those moments with your kids.
Yeah.
And whether it's, you know, whether it's your own kids, whether it's your nieces, nephews, your friends' kids, whatever. Everybody, if you can grab a genuine moment with a kid, it is such a magic thing. Whoever, like, you know, I was out with my friend Dunica at the weekend. We were in his house and we were doing a big project with guitars, loads of guitars. A very blokey thing.
Yeah, brilliant. This sounds so, you're there in Snickers.
It was so exciting. And Anna, his daughter, is in third class, and she came and hung out with us for the entire time.
Magic.
And it just added so much magic to what was going to be a great afternoon anyway, hanging out with my best mate. But the fact that his daughter was there and she hung out the whole time, we were on Spotify and she was like, it was a rotating jukebox. I'd pick a song.
Brilliant.
Like, I'd pick Slipknot. You know, he'd pick Metallica. She'd pick Miley Cyrus. You know, it was just rotating. Like that, but it was so much crack.
Yeah,
and then, so those moments are important. So if you can get them with something like Disaster Dad and sit down for... Do a chapter a night, whatever it is. If you need to do the whole thing over and over again, God knows that happens in my house. Tell the same one again about the man in the underpants. But isn't it so worth it?
Yeah, it definitely is. And I suppose you realise it only getting through the other side of it as a parent.
Yeah.
And I'm at that kind of point. Jake, my youngest, is 10. And everyone tells you, Dave, it goes so fast. And you're there, will you stop being a pain? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now I'm there, slow it all down.
My youngest are 10 as well. The twin girls are 10. And I have a 13 and a 15-year-old. And they are just, they're gone.
Yeah, exactly.
There ain't no Disaster Dad stories getting told to them. If I can get them out of the room for 5 minutes and have a conversation with them and do it well.
Yeah.
But look, it is fun. And this book is brilliant
Thank you. It genuinely is.
And like the stories are great. Like it's really, really well put together. Illustrations are brilliant. The tales, you can tell it's Dunica's tone all the way through.
I need a bit of a lesson though on dad jokes. Obviously you've nailed bad jokes, but if I want mine to be a little cringy.
Alright, so I'm going to tell you a couple of jokes.
Yes.
And all you have to do is genuinely react whichever way you think.
I always see this and I watch your clips as well, and I don't think you get enough credit.
Thank you, Duncan.
You know what
this
I mean?
Man is sitting there's Shannon in the corner with a grumpy head on her.
You
Maria's honestly, like, this isn't good enough.
You are basically throwing out rainbows, you know what I mean?
I'm like a unicorn.
People are there with umbrellas going, no, I'm not having some of those.
Let's see.
Bring
if
on, fella.
Someone who will enjoy them. We're going to use the word disaster in the first one.
Oh, yeah.
Disaster! I accidentally deleted the manuscript of my new book, 100 Ways to Cure an Itch. Looks like I have to start again from scratch.
Yay!
You see, Shannon?
You could see it coming, but it was perfect.
I was doing my driving test the other day.
Oh, very good.
And the examiner asked me what the most common road sign in Ireland is. And I said, Wexford Strawberries.
Yes.
Apparently the wrong answer.
And the golden rule, you always have to stop.
Always, no matter what, even for the spuds. This is a bit of a rule now. You wouldn't put this in your book. This is a bit risque now.
Okay, it's good though.
Our local flasher was thinking of retiring. He's decided to stick it out for another year.
It's a personal joy.
Yes, it is. I love it so much. And Dave's bad jokes. Like, the thing about Dave's bad jokes is they were small when they started, but now they've grown.
Oh, no.
Like what you do every time I tell you a joke, you groan at me, Shannon. You get it.
I'm trying to be supportive, but you don't get away with that one.
Oh, no, that's fair enough. And that's the idea. Okay, one more. My wife said she's going to leave me over my obsession with fractions. I said, You don't know the half of it, love.
Yes.
Come on,
there
that
we go. There we go. It's a
fraction joke.
Take that away.
Need.
Anyone that's into primary school teaching, that's for free. Take it. It's
take
all
it
yours.
Into maths class. Did you get on? Did you go the wrong way on a train because of a Lions game?
Oh yes, I did go the wrong way.
Tell
on the train.
Me about
you
this.
Miss very little.
I was keeping an eye on you. I knew you were coming in.
Basically the Lions game kicked off, and I had to do something up in Dublin, so I was watching it on my phone as I got to the train station. So basically, as I was, it was heating up and it was a good game, but I basically looked for the platform for Cork. So it was kind of, I think it's like 4 and 4A.
Yeah. I mean, there's confusion happening already. Exactly.
But then there was a fella in a Kerry jersey in front of me over there.
He's got to go.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Follow 100%. The man in the Kerry top. You know what I mean? We're safe as houses.
Yeah.
Followed him. And to be fair, the instructor on the train came down and I was quite rude. You know what I mean? I'm not proud of myself.
Right.
I deserved everything. He went to kind of talk to me and I gave the old flash. At the
I'm
match,
looking at the match.
Up the walls here, you know what I mean? So he's there, all right, fair enough.
Right,
we'll see how you go.
Right.
Yeah, next thing you know, I'm in Mayo. And I went up to, do you know what I noticed? These are mad things. I was there, geez, we're flying along. I don't even remember seeing the Curra. You know what I mean? I was there, we are going great guns. But I went up to him and I was there, I'm after making an awful mistake. And he was there, I knew you did. And I tried to tip you off. And I was there, look, hands up.
Hands up, yeah.
Yeah, but I, after the rage, and I'm realising it, he was so sound. He went over and got me a sandwich.
You're kidding.
I'm telling you, how sound are Irish people? He was there, you'll think of doing all sorts of stupid things, like getting out and trying to get a car and all that. He's there, the best thing you can do is stay on the train and go back to Dublin.
Go back and do it. So you're doing the route.
Just learn from your mistake, which I have.
Yeah. Well, do you know what? It's also fodder for the next book.
There you go.
Disaster Dad and the Train Adventure.
It writes itself. When you think of a few train jokes for me.
Yeah, I'll send them on for sure. Absolutely. Dunne, congratulations on Disaster Dad. Fun Day Fiasco is out now. Get your hands on it. It is so good. Your kids will absolutely love it. You'll love it as well. There's lots of jokes there for mams and dads too.
Honestly.
So, Dunne, appreciate it.
Really appreciate it. You're a superstar. Thanks.
Dave Moore on Today FM.